The tax-exempt status of nonprofit hospitals has been controversial at times, even drawing the scrutiny of Congress. A Wisconsin Supreme Court decision expands the no-tax provision further in the case of a Wauwatosa outpatient facility. It's operated by Covenant Healthcare System, which contends it's used as a hospital. The city of Wauwatosa denied the tax exemption, saying the facility operated more like a doctor's office. The Wisconsin Hospital Association praised the court's ruling, saying it recognized the evolution of the modern hospital. Laura Leach is general counsel for the association.
Well, the hospital tax exemption was created to encourage hospitals to provide hospital services in their communities, and this decision recognizes that intent.
The Institute for Wisconsin's Future calls it a disappointing ruling. Institute Director Jack Norman says it continues what he calls a trend of taxpayers paying more because business pays less.
It's especially troublesome, I think, in the healthcare community because, for two reasons at least. One is it's a real growing sector of the economy, and it's increasingly out of reach to the tax system because so much of it is nonprofit.
In addition, he points out the tax laws on nonprofit hospitals are old, dating back to the 70s, while the healthcare industry has gone through revolutionary change. He says the legislature needs to review the issue of tax-exempt property in general, in particular, nonprofit hospitals. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.